Introduction there, you know, but I usually did what they asked, because I was a surgeon dedicated to my profession, one of the best. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, I got into the lucrative field of plastic surgery. A lot of people thought I did it because I wanted to help people that were disfigured lead a normal life. But I wanted people to have a better self-image. But I wanted people to look younger longer. But actually, no, I wanted the Jaguars, really. I got into the lucrative field of tush tux and augmentation surgery. Well, one day this woman came to me with just bodacious tatas. She sat in my office and she unhinged them babies. I thought, my God, no. She said, yes, they're pendulous. I said, yes, but what God hath wrought, my dear, please. She said, no, I can't live like this. And my husband has agreed to it. I said, your husband is mad. She said, doctor, I'll go to another. I said, all right, no, you're here. You're here at Blauman General. We do the best in this type of thing, but it just seems a shame. Well, let me see. Let me examine these things. Yes. Yes, very bulbous, yes, very lactile, very malleable. Let me see here. Ah, yes, very responsive. Now, if you would please stand on your head. She said, what for, doctor? I said, I just want to see how it looks. Yeah, never mind, you don't really have to. I just thought it'd be heck of a sight. Yeah, let me, if you don't mind, I always do before and after. Let me take a couple of shots with the old Polaroid. Yeah, there we go. Don't worry, nobody will see these but me. And the guys down at the VFW Saturday night. Well, sure enough, I did the reduction, and the operation was a great success, and her husband was sitting there by the bed as I untwirled the bandages from her torso. Around and around and around they went. And her husband had a big grin of anticipation on his face. She was all eager, holding a mirror in front of her. As the last strand of bandage was unwrapped, there they were, two gleaming love pops! I said, let me see. It looks perfect. It looks quite balanced. It looks very nice. Of course, I have to test the stitches under these babies. I said, sir, you know, oftentimes it'd be less embarrassing for your wife. You mind stepping out from behind the curtain? And he said, oh, I understand completely, doctor. You want to test the stitches? I said, yeah, I just want to make sure they'll hold up under duress. Would you step around as I whiz the curtain around the bed? Imagine her husband's shock and horror when he heard from the other side.